This is the 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories podcast from 90.5 WESA. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez. Each week, we introduce you to people in the Pittsburgh area who are striving to make their community a better place to live. The series is sponsored by UPMC, Life-Changing Medicine. This episode, a translator using her skills to help immigrants across the North Side, youth and community service in Beltshoover, and in Regent Square, a long-running 5K tradition. I'll be bringing you our first story. It follows Gia Brofhart, a native of Curaçao who speaks five languages and volunteers her time with people from around the world who've made Pittsburgh their new home. In the basement of the Mosaic Community Church on the north side, a small crowd mingles before a joint meeting of the Perry Hilltop and Fineview Citizens Councils.
Most of the time, community groups can reach out to Americans, but the immigrant refugees are left out because of the bridge that has not been built yet in language.
That's Gia Brofhart, a board member on the council. Brofhart is originally from the Caribbean island of Curaçao. She first came to Pittsburgh in 1999 for a master's program in journalism at Point Park University. Brofhart is just a shade above 5 feet tall, and she's super approachable, always smiling. During a break, she steps out into the hallway to meet up with a friend.
No good.
I know, but you will find a place. Friday, okay. The place where we're going Friday.
Your house.
I know, we're going to ask them for a house too. They got lots of resources there. Okay. So that's what we're going to work
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Okay, my
Thank
pleasure.
Thank you.
His name is Adib Alawama. He's a Syrian refugee who lives in Perry Hilltop, and he's still learning English. Brofhart is currently helping Alawama and his family find a new house. She doesn't speak Arabic, but she communicates by gesturing or using a language app. As he leaves, Brofhart has a little joke with Alawama.
Nice to meet you.
Brofhart does this kind of thing a lot as a volunteer, helping people like Alawama navigate parts of life that are made so much harder by the language barrier. Her inspiration started with her time at Point Park, where she saw other international students struggling.
They came to this country and they couldn't understand a word, couldn't speak it, and now you need to open a bank account, do all your student work, do all these different things.
For Brofhart, it was a little easier. She grew up speaking Dutch, English, Spanish, German, and Papiamentu, Curaçao's native dialect. After graduating, she initially pursued journalism, but eventually...
And I was like, here I am, I know five languages. Instead of trying to pursue being a reporter, being an anchor, there's so many of them out there. Why not try to see if I can be maybe the little bridge?
She became an independent translator. She's worked with Pittsburgh Public Schools and the University of Pittsburgh, among others. In her work, Brofhart has met lots of immigrants and their families during sessions.
And they would say, I know you interpret for me in there, but here, this paper came in the mail. Can you tell me what it says?
Yolanda is a Mexican immigrant who lives on the north side. We won't use her last name because she's worried about her legal status. Brofhart helps Yolanda and her family with a few different things.
More than anything, with the stuff at school, the interpretations. Right now, she's also helping me with my lawyer.
Yolanda describes their relationship like this.
More like sisters than friends.
Currently, Brofhart is working to start up a project called Social Systems Development. She wants this to be a central hub on the north side, which offers resources for things like jobs and housing. Our next story comes to us courtesy of 90.5 WESA's Noah Brode. He spent some time with Jill Evans, who volunteers with the nonprofit Voices Against Violence in Beltshoover.
Jill Evans grew up in Beltshoover. She remembers a community where neighbors looked out for each other.
You had a lot of freedom. The kids all knew each other. The parents, like say for instance, a neighbor saw you doing something, they were able to, you know, say something to you, and then you'd hear it from your parents also, you know.
Evans moved away in the late 70s, but returned to Beltshoover in 1994 to raise her son. She says the neighborhood had taken a turn for the worse in her absence.
When I came back, I had brought my son. I feel that I had to be outside when he was outside because of the way the difference and the change is. Before, we were told, you go out and play, you come back when the street lights come on. Now, it's not the same.
Beltshoover got its distinctive name from a German tradesman named Melchior Beltshoover, who lived there in the early 19th century. then mostly farmland, the 250-odd acres of land were bought up by a company in the 1860s, and the street grid of today was laid out soon afterward. Pittsburgh annexed the South Hills neighborhood in 1898. Today, Beltover is facing plenty of challenges. The neighborhood had more than 8,000 residents in the 1940s, but now there are fewer than 2,000. Nearly a quarter of those residents live in poverty, and almost 40% of its property is tax delinquent. Evans, whose day job is at the Head Start pre-K school in nearby Knoxville, wanted to help restore Beltover's sense of community. So in 2002, she started volunteering for the South Pittsburgh nonprofit Voices Against Violence. Now she runs the group's community service program for young people.
We help the seniors maintain their property. A lot of them, you know, are older where they can't go out, clean up around their yard, cut their grass. We walk around, we do clean up of the different lots that are in, because there are a lot of lots now that, you know, people just throw their trash out and, you know, nobody's out there trying to keep it going.
Evans also volunteers to run a senior center out of Beltover's McKinley Park. She says it's important that there's a place for seniors within the neighborhood.
At one point, they would have had to go to Knoxville instead of being here. So we have the facility where we're able to, you know, make sure the ones that cannot get out of the area have a place in their neighborhood to go to.
For Evans, it's a matter of course to take care of the older generations and act as a mentor for the younger ones. She says cleaning up the neighborhood does make a difference in the lives of kids in Beltover.
If I'm out in a different area, they run into me, they come up and say, you know, hey, I miss coming to the program, can I come back? And that makes you feel good.
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Noah Brode.
Our third story, coming up.
WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, is supported by UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Last but not least, we'll stick with Noah Brode, who went to one of Pittsburgh's tiniest neighborhoods to speak with Pat Dorenzo.
You might call the neighborhood of Regent Square a border town of sorts. It straddles the lines between the city of Pittsburgh and the eastern boroughs of Edgewood, Swissvale, and Wilkinsburg. In fact, the border between Pittsburgh and Swissvale runs directly through the home of Pat Dorenzo. Like many houses in Regent Square, Dorenzo sits on a quiet, shady street where tufts of grass spring up between the bricks used to pave the roads.
I like the neighborhood feel. I like the fact that we have sidewalks. I like the fact that we still have brick streets here. We have a business district, so you can walk to things. You can walk to restaurants, walk to a place to get your hair fixed, walk to the Regent Square Theater.
Having lived in the neighborhood for 17 years, Dorenzo says she likes to give back to Regent Square. Now retired, she serves as a board member of the Wilkins School Community Center, and for the last 17 years has helped organize the neighborhood's annual Run Around the Square race. Dorenzo says her family taught her the importance of volunteering.
I have an aunt who's almost 97 years old now, who is a force of nature, and she called herself a professional volunteer in her adult life. She did not, she didn't have a paid job outside the home, but she was a full-time volunteer. So I saw that as a role model.
Dorenzo says the Run Around the Square has been an important community-building event for the past 35 years.
We have entertainers along the route. We have neighbors out cheering people on. We have festivities down in Frick Park at the end. We have beer and hot dogs after the race, so that's always a highlight, beer and hot dogs at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Dorenzo says she recently started volunteering at the Pittsburgh History and Landmarks Foundation as a docent, giving walking tours downtown.
And that's so much fun. I've learned so much about Pittsburgh, but I've had so much fun doing tours with both kids and with adults. It's just been a lot of fun, and the other docents are mostly all volunteers also, and they're just really interesting, nice people.
Dorenzo's husband, Kip Kilpak, says his wife's work for the community center and for Run Around the Square helps to make Regent Square a pleasant place to live.
I think he's part of the fabric of the community. I think it's subtle, but it's there.
Dorenzo says she's been volunteering for all of her adult life, and she plans to keep at it.
I've been able to have a good education. I've been able to have good jobs. You know, I live in a nice neighborhood. I mean, I've had a good life. And to me, I feel an obligation to somehow give back.
For now, Dorenzo is focused on the next run around the square. It's on Saturday, August 26th. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Noah Broad.
That's the last story for this episode. Thanks, as always, for joining us. 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories is an ongoing project, and you can be a part of it. If you know someone who's making a difference in your community, you can nominate them at our website, wesa.fm/90. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez. Hope you'll tune in next time.